Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we're doing something a bit different. Usually, you know, we wade through piles of research articles, reports, all sorts. But today, we're going super focused. We're basically trading one single sentence and its title, like this tiny artifact that potentially tells us, well, everything about a big shift in how people buy expensive things.
That's right. Our whole analysis today hinges on this title, Transparent Vehicle Pricing in Dallas. And the key line, more Dallas area customers seek transparent pricing in vehicle purchases. That's it. Our job is to kind of unpack every bit of that. Because look, this isn't just some local news snippet. We think it signals a real recalibration in how consumers approach major buys.
It's pretty interesting when you stop and think about it, right? I mean, just looking at the source, specific city, Dallas, specific demand, transparent pricing. On the surface, maybe it doesn't sound like earth-shattering news, but that's simplicity. It might be hiding a kind of consumer pushback. So why is this finding clarity in buying a car? Of all things, why is that so important right now?
Well, it seems to signal that consumers are just rejecting complexity. They want certainty instead.
Exactly. And if you see this demand really bubbling up and it's strong enough to be tracked and reported in a big competitive market like Dallas, it suggests the old way of doing things, the traditional system, is hitting a real friction point. And you know, consumers just aren't putting up with it anymore.
Yeah.
This demand is actively sort of pushing the industry to catch up with what modern consumers expect. Things influence heavily by, you know, how easy online shopping is now.
Okay, let's dig into this then. Starting with the action itself, that verb seek. We need to talk about the power in that word. The source doesn't say customers prefer transparent pricing or, you know, might like it. It says they seek it.
Right.
And seeking, that implies an active chase, doesn't it? A journey. You're often going off the standard path. When you're actively seeking something specific, especially in a big purchase like a car, it usually means you're not happy with the default option the market's giving you. So it's not some passive thing dealers can just ignore. It's real market pressure from buyers. And it's forcing businesses to rethink how they actually handle the transaction itself.
It really shows a huge shift in what consumers will tolerate, doesn't it? I mean, for decades, buying a car meant hidden numbers, hours stuck in the finance office, and walking away feeling just drained, maybe even like you got taken for a ride. So consumers are using their wallets to say no more to that whole painful process. They're actively choosing simplicity, peace of mind.
And if you think about the history, that whole negotiation game was built on what we call informational asymmetry. The dealer knew everything, the real costs, the holdbacks, the finance kickbacks, while the buyer had, well, a very limited view. So when consumers actively seek transparency, they're basically saying, we're done playing a game where the seller holds all the cards on profit.
Which brings us right to the core of it. Mm-hmm. What does transparent pricing actually mean for a car? Because, you know, it's not like buying milk where the price is just there. In the car world, the sticker price has always felt more like a starting point for the argument.
Exactly. So transparent pricing in this kind of high stakes context really demands a clear upfront breakdown of all the costs, everything. We're talking about that final out the door price. It has to include the car's cost, sure, but also all the mandatory taxes, registration fees, any dealer fees that aren't optional. And it needs to be presented early on, clearly, without changing based on how well someone negotiates or how much money the dealer thinks they have.
So it's really the end of the hidden fee. We should probably get specific about what people are pushing back against here, like those infamous doc fees, right? Documentation fees, often hundreds of dollars, supposedly for paperwork, but mostly just profit padding.
Yes, exactly. And it also means getting rid of things like those controversial market adjustment fees. You know, the ones dealers slap on when a car is popular or supply is low. Those fees offer zero extra value to the buyer. It's pure markup because they can.
And it's not just the sticker price and the add-on fees, is it? True transparency has to go deeper. It needs to extend into that that notoriously murky part of the deal, the F&I office, finance and insurance.
Oh, absolutely. That's traditionally where dealerships make a huge chunk of their profit. It's the last-minute high-pressure sales pitch for things like extended warranties, gap insurance, paint protection. Often these products have massive markups, and the way they're sold can be quite intense. Transparent pricing would have to cover those costs clearly, too, if they're being included.
So what the customer's demanding, essentially, is one number. One easy-to-understand figure. It gets rid of the need for hours of mental math and like constantly being on guard against hidden charges and upsells. They just want certainty instead of a fight.
That's really the heart of it. This whole demand boils down to trust and, maybe just as importantly, reducing the sheer mental effort, the cognitive load of making a huge purchase. When pricing is opaque, trust just evaporates, right? Instantly. Consumers are saying, make this easy, make it honest. Don't make me battle you for the real price. They're realizing that the negotiation process itself, which the industry maybe thought was part of the game, is actually just a massive source of stress and friction for the buyer.
Okay, but let me play devil's advocate for a second here. If we get rid of the whole negotiation dance, right, and we move to just one single posted transparent price, doesn't that take away the buyer's chance to save money if they happen to be a really good negotiator?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't this shift actually end up favoring the seller by setting a fixed, maybe slightly higher average price?
That's a fair question. It's a really important counterpoint to consider. But if you look at broader consumer behavior, what most buyers today seem willing to trade is the possibility of getting a slightly better deal, which, let's be honest, only a really skilled or maybe aggressive negotiator usually gets sold. They'll trade that possibility for the certainty of a process that's trustworthy and quick. Frankly, most people dislike the negotiation part so much, they'll prioritize saving time and avoiding stress over potentially saving a few $100. They value the smooth transaction more.
Huh. So the experience itself becomes part of the value. People might actually pay a bit more for less hassle. That makes the shift even more significant. And that brings us neatly to the location, Dallas area. Why is that geographical detail important? Why Dallas specifically, not just, you know, U.S. consumers?
Right. The location is key because the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex isn't just any big city area. It's an incredibly competitive, really complex automotive market. We're talking huge sales volume every year, a ton of big dealerships competing fiercely, and it serves a customer base that's pretty tech savvy, economically diverse, and often quick to adopt new ways of shopping.
So if this transparency trend is actually gaining enough momentum to be tracked and reported in Dallas, it's not some fringe thing happening in a quiet corner. It's like a competitive requirement emerging in a major economic battleground.
Absolutely. Dallas often acts as a kind of bellwether for the industry. The sheer level of competition there means if one dealership starts offering clear, upfront, out-the-door pricing, they instantly get a huge edge over the dealerships still using the old confusing methods. So if the pressure is strong enough in that environment to be noticed and written about, it suggests the trend has hit a kind of critical point.
And the implication there is that the competition itself is speeding things up. Dealers in Dallas might be forced to choose. Stick with the old ways, the complex profit sources like F&I markups and market adjustments, or risk losing customers altogether to a competitor who's offering simplicity. It's forcing a market correction faster than you might see somewhere less competitive.
And that kind of market pressure often spreads, you know. What becomes necessary to compete in Dallas soon becomes the expected standard in other major cities. Think about other competitive spots, Phoenix, maybe Atlanta, South Florida, they're watching this. They know their customers will likely start demanding the same easy transaction model soon. It really signals that the industry standard itself is being reset almost in real time.
Okay, so let's try and tie all this back to the listener. What does this single sentence, this insight about Dallas car buyers, really tell us about modern consumer values? Especially for big ticket items.
I think the biggest takeaway is this. For expensive purchases, the process, how easy it is, how honest it feels, the clarity that's becoming just as crucial as the product itself. Of course, the car still matters. But if buying it is stressful, feels dishonest, or just takes way too long, the customer will actively look for a better, smoother, more trustworthy experience somewhere else. It's like consumers are demanding that high-cost retail finally learns the lessons of efficiency and certainty that, say, e-commerce figured out ages ago.
Yeah, it feels like we're seeing market friction just being actively rejected. People don't want the complexity anymore. They don't want the guesswork. They definitely don't want to feel like they need, I don't know, a lawyer with them just to buy something. Transparency becomes the cure for that consumer skepticism. And Dallas buyers are showing they'll reward businesses that offer that clarity.
So just to sum up that core finding one last time, what we're seeing is that customers in a major market like Dallas are pushing for, really demanding, simpler, more trustworthy ways to buy vehicles. Their active search for transparent pricing shows they value clarity and certainty much more than the old complex negotiation game. It's a fundamental shift in the buyer-seller relationship in a huge industry.
So thinking about all this, what does it mean for you listening right now? If consumers are successfully pushing for this level of, well, radical transparency and simplicity when buying a car, something famous for confusing fees and opaque pricing, what other big purchases, what other services out there that currently have really complex or hard-to-understand pricing models. Where do you think this customer demand for clarity might strike next?
Yeah, think about where else that gap in information, that asymmetry is so frustrating that people will just eventually reject it completely. Where else will they demand that same kind of out-the-door certainty we're seeing emerge in Dallas for cars? That's something to chew on.
Definitely something to think about. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
My pleasure.
We'll catch you next time.